Thank you and good morning. The wind and the rain will be with us again today, and the National Weather Service has issued a high wind advisory for residents along the coast. 35 to 40 mile per hour wind gusts will blow today, and that could impact roadways and power lines with downed branches and other detritus. The rain is forecasted to remain through the weekend, but the flood watch has been lifted. The PG&E power outage map is relatively clear after a night of high wind gusts with about 200 residents in Garberville and Alderpoint without power this morning. Road conditions in Humboldt County changed little over the weekend, but if you plan on driving out of the area through Mendocino County, you are urged to check for road closures, detours, or other traffic impacts. The Russian River has flooded again in Hopland, and Route 1 near Fort Bragg is closed again due to a slide. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning with a light agenda that kicks off with an item from Supervisor Estelle Fennell to issue certificates of recognition for the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce award winners. Citizen of the Year, Shannon McWhorter; Volunteer of the Year, Angela Johnson; Outstanding Customer Service, Hummel Tire; Nonprofit of the Year, River Life Foundation; Small Business of the Year, Lotus Mountain; and New Business of the Year, Grocery Outlet, will be noted. The board will also hear an update from Bruce Connor, a cruise ship marketing consultant, on any progress being made to bring ships to Eureka. The supervisors will rescind an earlier local emergency declaration and issue a new declaration for the damage done to local roads and private property during the heavy rains at the beginning of this month. An estimated $7.6 million in damage to local roads and $10 million to local agriculture have been recorded. The board will also approve an item that pushes back a $1,900 annual payment to Democracy Live!, the business that provides sample ballots and voter information guides to county voters. The payment will now be made at the end of 2018. The North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board will host the first of three meetings tonight to answer questions from residents who want to take out water permits for the cultivation of marijuana. Cultivators who use more than 2,000 square feet of space will need water discharge permits, and Water Board staff will be on hand to answer questions and provide a presentation on what requirements must be met. Today's meeting is being held at the Trinity County Fairgrounds from 2 until 5. A second meeting is scheduled at the same location tomorrow morning for small group help sessions, with a third meeting scheduled for Eureka on Thursday from 8:30 until 4:30 p.m. at the Warfinger Building downtown. Ken Morgan has news about the California dairy industry.
The California Department of Food and Agriculture is now accepting public comments on the draft request for grant applications for the Dairy Digester Research and Development Program authorized by the Budget Act of 2016. An estimated $29 to $36 million in competitive grant funding will be awarded to provide financial assistance for the installation of dairy digesters that result in reduced greenhouse gas emissions from California dairy operations.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Arcata was quick to act when it became apparent that legalized marijuana was going to happen in the state. City officials designated unused light manufacturing spaces on West End Road as an innovation zone for those interested in opening businesses related to the medical marijuana cultivation industry. City Manager Karen Diemer said that the designation has led to the redevelopment of dormant spaces, the refurbishment of old equipment, and the development of new. That has led to jobs across the local manufacturing spectrum.
Getting the permit to actually work in the cannabis industry is the easy hurdle. Constructing your facility, your extraction machine, you know, we've got a lot of specialty welding or cabinetry building. So we have a lot of our local manufacturers that are gearing up to help that industry. And we're seeing a lot of money being invested in properties that really have been dilapidated for, you know, well over a decade in Arcata.
When it comes to permits, Diemer said it's far easier to get permits within a city's limits because of the existing infrastructure.
And they are, you know, creating some specialty equipment that requires specialty engineers to say that that ventilation system, that spark arresting electrical system will work in this setting. So that's really what's taking the time, is designing the manufacturing space. It's not just getting the permitting to work in the cannabis industry. Once you're within a city with infrastructure that can support the water and sewer.
You can listen to Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer discuss business and permits by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.